Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic news scan, voting rules, rent search competition, and healthcare costs in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest practical civic developments are mostly about rules that affect voting and household costs, rather than new laws taking effect overnight. A federal mail ballot fight has narrowed for now. Missouri's congressional map case is moving quickly, and federal competition actions could affect how people shop for rentals and outpatient care. New Hampshire voters are also choosing nominees in races that will help decide who writes federal laws next year. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Postal Service withdraws one Supreme Court request over its mail ballot system. The U.S. Postal Service and federal government withdrew a September 3rd emergency request, asking the Supreme Court to pause a lower court block on key parts of a new federal mail ballot system. The court docket shows the withdrawal was filed September 6th. That leaves the lower court restrictions in place in this case for now. What to watch? Watch for further action in the underlying federal appeals case and for separate election law cases as states continue mailing absentee ballots ahead of the November 3rd, 2026 election.
Headline 2. Missouri congressional map case reaches its next Supreme Court deadline. Opponents of Missouri's newer congressional map filed their response at the U.S. Supreme Court on September 7th. Missouri's Secretary of State is asking the court to pause the Missouri Supreme Court ruling that put the newer map on hold unless voters approve it in a November referendum. The state says it needs a quick answer because of ballot deadlines and a September 19th deadline to send absentee ballots to military and overseas voters. What to watch? Missouri's reply is due September 8th, and the Supreme Court could decide whether to issue a temporary stay on a fast timetable. Election officials need clarity before absentee ballots go out September 19th.
Headline 3. New Hampshire holds primary elections for Senate, House, Governor, and state offices. New Hampshire voters are holding their state primary on September 8th. The ballot includes contested nominations for an open U.S. Senate seat, U.S. House seats, governor, and state legislative offices. Most polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern, though some close at 7:30 or 8 p.m. What to watch? Watch for primary winners after polls close and for turnout among the state's large group of undeclared voters. Those results will set the matchups for November.
Headline 4. EPA wastewater survey on forever chemicals remains stalled, report says. A planned nationwide Environmental Protection Agency survey of wastewater plants has remained under White House review for nearly 2 years, according to records and former EPA officials cited by the Associated Press. The survey was intended to help identify industrial sources of PFAS, often called forever chemicals, entering wastewater systems. No final decision to cancel or release the survey was reported. What to watch? Watch for the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs to approve, return, or otherwise act on the survey, and for EPA to say whether it will move forward with another way to collect the data.
Headline 5. FTC settlement requires Zillow and Redfin to restore competition in rental listings. The Federal Trade Commission and five states secured a proposed court order changing a 2025 Zillow-Redfin agreement involving online apartment listings. The FTC says Zillow had paid Redfin $100 million to leave a rental listing advertising market and send customers to Zillow. Under the proposed order, Redfin must restart that business within 6 months after the order is finalized, while Zillow and Redfin must remove terms that restricted competition. What to watch? Watch for the federal court to enter the proposed order and for Redfin's required return to the rental listing advertising market. The order requires regular compliance reports and can impose penalties if promised steps are missed.
Headline 6. FTC finalizes safeguards in Ascension AmSurg outpatient surgery deal. The Federal Trade Commission finalized conditions on Ascension Health Alliance's $3.9 billion acquisition of AmSurg. Ascension must sell 7 outpatient surgery centers in the Nashville, Panama City, Tulsa, Waco, and Wichita areas. The FTC said the sales are meant to preserve competition for certain gastroenterology, eye, and orthopedic procedures. What to watch? Watch for completion of the required fails and whether the new owners keep the centers operating as independent competitors. Ascension must also give the FTC advance notice of certain future surgery center acquisitions in the affected regions.
Headline 7. New reporting highlights a mismatch in housing for the lowest income renters. New reporting found that some income-restricted apartments are vacant, while many of the lowest income renters cannot find housing they can afford. A key problem is that many units financed through the federal low-income housing tax credit are priced for households earning more than the people facing the deepest housing hardship. The tax credit program gives developers federal tax breaks in exchange for keeping rents restricted for a set period, while states allocate the credits and set many project rules. What to watch? Watch for congressional proposals on the low-income housing tax credit, rental vouchers, and housing appropriations, as well as state decisions about how many tax credit units must serve extremely low-income households.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Run the local zip scan for a sighted look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the link sources, verify updates with the responsible government office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.